Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, America's most popular, self-proclaimed right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic anti-choice talk show host. Our phone number, 1-800-8-INYART, 1-800-836-9278. I thought I'd give you a dose of mostly local Colorado news tonight, since this program, our KGov studios are in Colorado, just in the foothills of the Rocky Mountains, just to the west of downtown Denver. And specifically, we're in the town of Arvada, right next to, you've heard of Coors, right? Coors and their Coors beer with the, well, we used to, because they advertise a lot in homosexual publications, we used to call Coors queer beer. Queer beer. And, you know, Coors would say the taste of the Rocky Mountains or Rocky Mountain water, Rocky Mountain pure, whatever their line was. But, of course, Coors beer all over the country was always brewed with local water. So on the East Coast, they bought Coors in New York City, and it was made with New York City water or New Jersey water. So they had to change that. But anyway, we're not far from where they make queer beer, right here in our KGov studios. And our flagship station is KLT Radio. In fact, KLT is 50,000 watts, at least during daylight hours, which makes it the most powerful Christian radio station in the country. Pretty cool. But I'm going to give you a dose of Colorado news so those of you around the country can gauge how your state, how your city is doing compared to if you lived out here. In every grade in our public schools, in every subject, students in bilingual education, right? Bilingual education programs, and that means Hispanics who are here from Mexico, young kids who don't have a strong command of the English language. In every grade, this is out of the Rocky Mountain News, right? And we have a ballot initiative in Colorado trying to do away with bilingual education. And the governor of the state, Governor Owens, Republican, conservative, he came out against that initiative for, well, because it says you can sue the state and all the sue the education officials. But anyway, at any rate, in every grade, in every subject, students in bilingual education programs lagged behind their classmates learning English on state tests. So the margins, how far do they lag behind? And think of what they're lagging behind. They're not lagging behind excellence. No. How does the average public school student perform academically? The average student. Well, those students who go on to go to college in the Denver area, if they go to Denver University, which we affectionately know as DUH, if they go to DU, if they go to DUH, what is the number one course taken by college freshmen? Well, it's remedial English. Remedial English. It's not Latin and Greek roots. It's not calculus or algebra 2. It's remedial English. And these are from students who live here. They were born here. English is their mother tongue. It's their native language. And by the time they've had 13 years of a government education, they get to college. And the number one course is remedial English because so many of them can't construct a sentence. It's just unbelievable. So anyway, the bilingual students in every grade, in every subject, they lag behind their classmates who are not in bilingual education. They're just in normal classes taught only in English. And so they've lagged behind not excellence, but they've lagged behind the average, which is failure. They're lagging behind not success. Imagine if you're lagging behind failure. Well, if we try harder, the margins that they're lagging behind by are from in every grade, in every subject, they're lagging behind up to about 10%. So they go anywhere from close to up to 10%, they're lagging behind. But in everything, in every grade, in every subject, they're lagging behind. Like in reading, writing, arithmetic, lagging behind. And so imagine if you say, well, you know, if we try really hard and we catch up, we can reach failure. Let's try hard and see if we can reach failure. So anyway, of course, all the liberals in the state, not all of them, but the liberals in the state have rallied behind defeating this amendment to the Constitution to do away with bilingual education in our Colorado public schools, because it's, you know, the results are in, and ultimately it's hurting kids. It's doing more to keep them uneducated than to help them, because they haven't even reached failure yet. After all these years, they're still striving to reach failure. But do I care about this amendment? What is it, Amendment 31? Do I care? Am I in favor of getting bilingual education out of the government schools? No. I'm in favor of getting the kids out of the government schools. My goal is not to get the government schools to do a better job bringing a godless curriculum, a curriculum of sexual immorality and child killing and earth worship and psychobabble, doing a better job of bringing that kind of curriculum to the kids of our state. That's not my goal. My goal is to one day see the end of the government school system. The government's job is not to raise kids. It's not to raise kids. Oh, yeah, and it's also not to be driving people around, right? We have our regional transportation district here in Denver. What do you have in your state? Do you have some kind of a government transportation system where here we have RTD? RTD, and prosecutors yesterday filed charges against a bus driver, an RTD bus driver, for sexually assaulting a 14-year-old girl on an RTD bus. His name is Golan Riza Rahimi Gama, whatever his name is. 46 years old, he faces charges of sexual assault on a child and sexual assault on a child with force. Apparently, when he picked up the 14-year-old girl, she told him where she was headed, and he said, well, you got on the wrong bus, and he said he'd take her anyway, and he took her. Yeah, he took her all right. That's the RTD bus, latest services. Listener-supported radio right here, Bob Enyart Live. Hi, I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. I am Bob Enyart, and I'd like to give you the phone number for the Bob Enyart Live, not the call-in line, which is 800-8-ENYART. Well, that's for calling in, but the order line. If you're interested in getting some of our Bible study materials, our video debates where we debate lawyers and environmentalists and evolutionists and pro-abortion folks, well, then call us up at 1-888-836-9278, and we'll chat with you about what it is we've got, what you might be interested in learning about. But we've had this talk show for over a decade, and we've got the materials for you if you'd like to learn more. We come from the perspective of, well, the Bible, the evidence is that it's the Word of God. And if it is the Word of God, it should have the right perspective, in fact, the answers to our social problems. So what would God do? What would God have us have as policy toward convicted murderers, for example? What would he have us do with them? Well, give us you can order our video, God and the Death Penalty, the New Testament support for capital punishment. That's for $24.95. You call in 1-888-8-ENYART. Or you could order our manuscript called The Plot. It's $49.95. Now, it's very expensive, but it has a money-back guarantee. And we have sold thousands of these. the plot for $49.95. It's an overview of the entire Bible, and that's the way to study the Bible. First, you get the overview, and then you begin to understand the details. First, the overview, then the details. Call us up, and you help keep Bob and Aaron live on the air. Hey, we had a call today from a gentleman in Indiana. Where'd he call from? Greentown, Indiana. And, of course, I'm not going to give out his name, but neat guy. He said a friend of his loaned him a copy of the plot, and he's been reading it, and he doesn't want to speed up. He wants to read it at the rate he's reading it because it's just, he said, there's so much in there. And he wants to enjoy it and savor it, and he doesn't want to have to rush to return it. So he has called up and ordered his own copy of the plot, our unpublished manuscript of the overview of the whole Bible. And that was so neat. He also ordered a CD by Tony Funderburk called Do Right, the Do Right CD. You know, the theme music for Bob and Your Life. So that was pretty neat. This guy, and hey, do you got the plot? Bob Inyart, 1-800-836-9278. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. And We're giving those around the country tuning in via radio or the internet at kgov.com. We're giving you an idea of some of the Colorado news. So our KGOV studios are in Arvada, Colorado, not far from Golden, where they brew Coors, that queer beer. But the Arvada police yesterday were investigating the deaths of a man and a woman in what appeared to be a murder-suicide. Of course, a tragedy. And we're wondering if it's a PMS killing. We may get more information on this, especially since it's a local murder. You know, murder is so common in America that, well, you don't hear about it much. We had the most brutal murder. Well, actually, it was an attempted murder of a high school senior in Arvada a few years back. High school senior, she went to local Arvada high school, and she was working at a donut shop right on a block from the school. And a guy went in late at night, A guy was working at the donut shop, and she was a senior. She went in late on a Saturday night to get muffins for Sunday morning for her family. And the guy working at the donut shop pulled her in over the counter and raped her, and then stabbed her repeatedly and brought her body to the school and put it in a dumpster in the back of the school, just dumped her there. And then he cleaned up the donut shop, and he hit himself. He beat himself up, and he made himself look like he made it look like he had been robbed. And so then he called the police. And the police came and took a statement and all. And so then, after the police left, he went back to the dumpster. He was going back to the dumpster, and the girl was not dead, and she had climbed out of the dumpster and was crawling away, and he found her. And so he grabbed this poor, victimized, raped, stabbed girl, threw her back in the dumpster, and I guess he hit her again, whatever, hoping she would die, and he piled up wood on top of the dumpster, on the lid of the dumpster to keep her in. So anyway, he was caught. And you know the follow-up of the story? I bet you I've asked 50 people, whatever happened to that guy? Whatever happened to that girl? Nobody knows. It's just another murder. It doesn't really make the news or anything. Well, it wasn't a murder. It was an attempted murder. But it doesn't really make the news. It's just a crime. It's just one of a countless, never-ending barrage of crimes. Who could follow them all? In Arvada, Colorado, Mike, speak your mind.
Hey, Bob.
Hello,
hey,
sir.
I have a question for you. I need some advice from you.
Yeah.
I got a flyer in the mail from another local radio station.
All right.
And it...
It's not from KLT. Christian radio?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
It actually bordered on obscene. I mean, it was very sexually suggestive.
Oh, boy.
And it just disgusted me. I mean, when that garbage is on the radio, you know, you don't have to listen to it. You can change a channel or it off or whatever.
Well, right, you could. And hopefully, eventually, our government could stop even the sexual filth from being broadcast.
Right.
Because of all, it's wrong. It's criminal. It shouldn't be allowed. Plus all the kids who hear that. But anyway, so you got one of their ads delivered in the mail to your home?
Yes. Really ticked me off because I send my kids out to get the mail oftentimes, and
of course,
and it was very intrusive. So anyway, I made some phone calls and I found out that they have a form 1500 at the postal service that you can fill out.
Yeah,
and it's supposed to they notify the offending party, and they it'll be illegal now for them to send anything to our house. And they also have another part of the form that is supposed to stop. Supposed to put you on a list that will keep you from receiving any sexually oriented advertisements through the mail. My question is, do you think it would be a good idea to like push this form and get a lot of people to fill this out, or do you think it'd be a bad idea because it would, in a sense, save these bad companies and such money because they're not going to be sending stuff to
people
who aren't interested.
Right. Now, that's a tactical question.
Yes.
But what's the form, in case people are interested?
Form 1500. You know, when I went into the post office, I had to go three or four times to get that. They didn't know any of the answers to my questions, or hardly any of the answers.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked one of the gals that was there that was helping me, and I said, well, now, you know, this, I feel like I'm the first one that's ever done this. And she said, well, I've been here for 4 years, and I've only seen one other one.
Oh.
So I don't think it's
well
known.
So it's not very common.
Now, I don't think it's well known that this is available.
Now,
I don't
Mike,
know how effective it is.
Did you go to the Arvada post office?
I did, yeah.
You know, my wife Cheryl went there a while. She goes there every day to bring our mail. And she went there. You know, we have these atomic clocks in our home.
Yeah, I've got one.
And
yeah.
In our studio, so that they get set by up in Boulder, the National Institute, Bureau of Standards, whatever we got up there with their atomic clocks.
Right.
And they send out a radio signal every day so your clocks are accurate to the second. And that's good for radio broadcasts and all. Well, anyway, we have those. And so our watches are pretty accurate. My wife got to the Arvada post office a couple minutes before closing, and she went to open the door, and the doors are like smoked so that the sun doesn't get through them.
Uh-huh.
And you don't see through easily unless you look. And so she opened the door, and it opened about 1 inch, and it was quickly pulled shut. And she thought she wasn't really paying attention. She thought, what was that? And she opened it again, and it was pulled shut. It was one of the employees at the Arvada post office insisting that it was closing time and nobody else is going to get in.
Okay.
And, you know, we compare that with we do business with FedEx. We ship out a lot of materials, Bible study materials all over the country. And right down the street in Arvada is FedEx, and they are as gracious and wonderful as could be, and they go out of your way to get your business. Whereas whereas the government, doubly insulated, government unionized postal workers will go postal on you if it's a minute before closing.
That's amazing.
You know, they get mad at us if we bring a lot of mail there.
Yeah.
When once a month we have a lot of mail, they get mad at us.
Oh, boy.
It's the weirdest thing in the world. We've never had FedEx get mad at us for bringing a lot of packages.
Wow. Yeah, no free enterprise there.
Anyway, I know I'm off topic, Mike.
Well, that's fine. That was interesting.
I don't know the best strategy. You know, the best thing to do is to lobby for it to be illegal to send sexually enticing, explicit, whatever, materials through the mail. That's criminal.
Yeah.
It should be a crime. It is a crime, just like owning blacks and killing Jews were crimes, but the government is so ignorant, it legalizes things that are criminal.
Right. Yep. I agree with you there.
So what do we do? Hey, could you tell us the name of the radio station?
Fox? I'm not sure what
Fox.
KRFX or something like that?
KRFX.
Lewis and Floorwax. Are you familiar with them?
I've heard their names. I've never once heard them in my life, but they've been around forever, right?
Yeah.
Lewis and Four Winds.
As far as I know, I don't listen to them. I've changing channels. I've heard them just for a minute, and that all you can stomach. They're pretty filthy, but
Lewis and Floor Wax. Maybe we'll have to call up KRFX and let them know that that we here on the air at KLT Radio in Denver, we don't appreciate them sending filth out to people, including our listeners.
Hey, yeah, I bet that'll be effective.
You got a phone number for KRFX?
I don't listen. All right.
Well, we'll find it.
You'll probably find it. I'm sure it's in the yellow pages. Yeah.
Oh yeah, we'll find it.
Okay. Well, I'm just curious what you'd think of. Like you say, it was a tactical question.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, Bob. Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Okay. Nice.
All right. Bye bye. Now here we got a. What's a? Here, let's bring up this phone here. We'll see if we could get. See if we could get KRFX's phone number. Hello? Let me try this again. What's the phone number for 411? What's directory information? Used to be 411.
Quest local, national, and 800 directory assistance. We search by telephone number or name. For what city?
Denver.
For what listing?
KRFX Radio.
Please wait while an operator searches for that information.
Thank you. These computerized operators are so helpful. Introverts love this stuff. They don't have to actually talk to a human being.
This is Michael. One moment, please. K-R, like Robert.
Michael, this is KLT Radio, KGOV Radio. We're trying to get the phone number of another radio station, KRFX, and we're live on the air right now. All we want is their phone number.
Yeah, unfortunately, our directory doesn't show a listing for KRFX.
Really? How about the Fox?
One moment.
They call themselves the Fox. Okay. And they've got morning DJs, I think it's morning, Lewis and Floor Wax.
I don't show a radio station. I've got Fox 31 or Fox 999.
Fox 999.
But I don't see a radio station.
Well, you're very helpful, Michael. I wonder if the Lewis and Floor Wax show would be listed.
One moment.
How could it be that hard to get the phone number of a radio station?
Well, a lot of times they're listed under a corporate name.
Right.
If a large corporation owns several radio stations.
I think a Clear Channel owns them.
I have Clear Channel Communications number.
There we go.
Here's that number.
Thank you for using Quest. You may return to directory assistance by pressing 0. Your call to area code 303.
Get this number
713.
Call them.
8000.
Call them.
Being connected now at no additional connection charge.
That's so
Quest,
kind of you.
Long distance charges may apply.
Quest, where we're trying to stay out of jail. You know, they took 10 years of fiber optic connectivity, of future projected
profits. You have reached Clear Channel of Colorado,
cool.
Home of 850 KOA, 760 The Zone, 630 KHOW, 106.7 KBPI, 103.5 The Fox, 97.3 KBCO, 95.7 KISS FM, and Area 93.3. Our regular business hours are Monday through Friday from 8 till 6.
Come on, we're running out of time.
The office hours are 10 till 5:30.
Running out of time.
For our new address,
running out of
studio
time.
Line.
Hey, Bob Inyard here. When we get back to the show, we'll call that number directly. We won't have to go back to information. And we'll call the number and see if we can leave a message. We'll do our best. And maybe you could call, too. The number is 303-713-8000. But I get chastised from some of our staff because during the commercial breaks, I too often don't do commercials, and I just talk about the show. Because I'm uncomfortable doing commercials. I rather talk about the issues. So you can help out. If if we have commercials where we really talk about the show and not our materials or making donations, well, then if you call up and make a donation or buy some materials, then I'll have more – I'll have a better argument for that it doesn't matter which one we do, commercials or show in the commercials. And we'll get more fun stuff and less commercials. So anyway, give us a call, 1-888-836-9278, if you'd like to order the plot, our unpublished manuscript, 320 pages, an overview of the whole Bible. It's $49.95 plus shipping and handling, which is what? What is shipping and handling? I don't even know, $5.50 or something. $49.95, and it's got a money-back guarantee. Money-back guarantee, and in all the years we've offered the plot, we've sold thousands of copies. I don't. How many people have asked for their money back? I don't remember. It's, you know, it's a big number, but it's less than five. But a big number, you know, big if you're looking at tiny numbers. But the Fox call-in line. Our call screener just gave me the Fox call-in line. We can try that. If we get through, I wonder if I have to tell them we're on the air. I don't know. They'd know that they're on the air. So why would I have to tell them that we're on the air? But anyway, the plot manuscript, it's an overview of the whole Bible. And it's just people tell us that they love it because they might have studied the Bible for 1 year or 40 years. But usually Christians don't start by getting a solid overview of the whole Bible. And if you get an overview of the whole Bible now, then for the rest of your life, everything you read about the Bible, all the chapters you read in the Bible, they will be much more fruitful for you, much more effective, because you'll understand their context, where each chapter and each author is coming from. Okay, Bob and Yurt live. Now, we got to pick up the lines here, and I got to find a clear line. Who? Anybody on there? Is this a clear line I could use here? We got the volume up? Volume up? Oh, look at this here.
Sorry you were having trouble. Oh. Your message has been sent.
Oh, thank you.
Please try again later. Hmm. Goodbye.
Goodbye. See that? We were having trouble. Okay, now, before we call, and by the way, you can call too. You can call. It'd be better to call during business hours. But you can call also and call Clear Channel and tell them that Mike, and listen, I talked to our call screener, and during the break, our call screener has got Mike's name, his address, his phone number, and it turns out that because he lives in Arvada, you know, we want to know how close are you to the KGov studios, he's a neighbor. He's practically a neighbor. In fact, we know the neighborhood he lives in. We're going to try to get ourselves invited over there to go swim in their pool. They got a nice neighborhood they're in. But we're going to try calling. What number we call? First, we got a call-in line, so we'll try that first, and then we'll go back to that corporate phone number. All right? We'll try the call-in line, and then if that doesn't work, we'll go back to the corporate number. Okay, here we go. Now, 303-631-2369. So that was Lewis and Floor Wax, right? Yeah, Lewis and Floor Wax, those guys. Guys, really, really get me angry. Keep your filth inside your own head. This is the Fox call-in line. What in the world did I do with that phone number?
Hi, it's the Fox.
Hi, this is KLT Radio, and we'd like to make a request.
Okay. Go ahead.
We're live on the air right now, and we're a bit angry that Lewis and Floor Wax mailed out some sexually suggestive advertising to some of our listeners. We're a Christian radio station, and we don't promote filth out to the public, and we'd ask you to let Lewis and Floor Wax know that here at Bob and Yurt Live, we're pretty disgusted by what they mailed out. Could you pass that on to them? Hello? Let me try back. I actually didn't think we'd get through. But I guess they take it. Hey, call in, 631-2369. Call in and then call us up and tell us how it went. Tell us how it went. Four ringy dingies. Five ringy dingies. Hey, wherever you are in the country, jot down this phone number, 303-631-2369. And call in and let Lewis and Floorwax know that you're disgusted.
First, we tried it in an expensive low-dough restaurant. Now, Lewis and Floorwax are once again testing the new impotence drug, Viagra.
All right, there we go. Those guys are pretty funny. So give them a call, and they might have a hard time getting their own listeners to get through if they get calls from the five cities we're in and on the internet. Now, here's their call-in line, 303-631-2369. So give them a call, and then give us a call. And we'll call, let's see, I think we'll do that for a while, and then we'll call Clear Channel maybe a bit later in the show. How about that? Why don't we take that approach? We'll call Clear Channel a bit later, and I'm interested to see if any of you out there can get through on the air. Get through a request or day or night. It doesn't matter. You could try right now. Now, you know what we're going to have to do? We're going to have to call Mike back. That's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to call Mike back and find out, without getting too many details, because we don't want too many details. We don't want an actual description of what they mailed out, but maybe he could give us a better understanding of how it was filthy. All right. Our phone number here, 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. So we'll get back to that. In fact, maybe in just 1 minute, we'll try that same number again. But I want to let you know that we have, so we had the bus driver, the RTD bus driver, charged with sexually assaulting a 14-year-old girl while on duty. She got on the bus to get a ride, and he brought her somewhere where he thought he could get away with it, and he sexually assaulted her. We have a student, a university student at CU up in Boulder, who was raped yesterday. Police were searching for the rapist. We've got in Aurora, a Denver suburb, a man who intentionally drove a head-on collision into an oncoming dump truck in order to commit suicide. This is what it's like to live in Colorado. I mean, the weather in Colorado is as close to perfect as you can get. I don't think you could live anywhere in the country and get better weather. You know, everywhere has its pros and cons with the weather. But, well, even say the best weather in the whole country is probably, what, San Diego? But San Diego, you don't get snow. And in Denver, you get a little bit of snow. I mean, it snows a few times a year, and it's almost always melted by the next day, but at least the kids get to go sleigh riding for, you know, maybe one or two afternoons all winter. You get the snow, and the snow's melted then. And, you know, down south, Florida through the Gulf Coast, it's beautiful in the winters, but it gets really hot and humid in the summers. Colorado, it's not humid at all in the summers. What is a hot day? Normally, sometimes there's a heat wave, but a hot day is 90 in Colorado and with no humidity. But and then look at, you know, the terrible hurricanes they've gotten, the flooding. That's a mess. You know, hurricanes, of course, they're terrible. But in history, they've really been bad. Do you know that hurricanes have killed between the top 10 hurricanes have killed from 20,000 people in the Caribbean many years ago to over 500,000 people in Bangladesh? Well, now it's called East Pakistan, and Bangladesh in 1970. So from the 1700s, which for public school teachers, 1700s, that's the 18th century. Going back that far, we've got the top 10 hurricanes going the death toll from 20,000 in 1780 to 500,000 in 1970. Let's go to Mishawaka, Indiana. Jaden.
Hi.
Hi. Bob Inyar.
I called Friday and asked you about forgiveness and repentance.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if I could ask a follow-up question to that.
Yeah, please do.
Okay.
We've got a real hum on your phone. Any idea why?
It's my phone, I know, but I'm not sure what the problem is.
Okay, well, go ahead. Do your question quickly.
Okay. On Matthew 5:44, it says to love your enemies, bless them that curse you, and do good to them that hate you.
Right.
And that was one of the arguments that this guy I debated used about forgiving people even if they don't repent.
Well, here's what I would ask him. Do good to those who hate you. I would say, is it doing good to someone to teach him that repentance is unnecessary? Are you loving your neighbor if you teach them that repentance is unnecessary? Because
He says you should tell them to repent, but even if they don't, you should still forgive them.
Well, then repentance is just, it's just what? It's just make work. It's irrelevant.
Right.
Whether or not they repent, they still are forgiven. And if you're a Christian and you are an ambassador of Christ and you're supposed to act like God would have you act and you forgive regardless of whether somebody repents, then the message you're giving them is that God wants forgiveness regardless of whether there is repentance.
Right.
And so millions of people in the world have picked up on this psychobabble Christian false teaching that everyone should be forgiven regardless of any circumstance. And they think that God is an all-loving, all-forgiving God, and everyone is going to be forgiven by God and achieve salvation or paradise after death. That's what millions believe, and they believe that because of the false teaching that your friend is promoting and a million other Christians. Jesus said, if he repents, forgive him. What did your friend, Jaden, what did your friend say when you showed him what Jesus said in Luke 17:3?
I haven't had a chance to yet. I'm going to be there tomorrow.
Oh, cool. Would you please try to get back to us and tell
us
what he says about that?
Okay.
Thank you, Jaden.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call.
Bye.
Now we went back to Mike, since we had his phone number, we got Mike again in Arvada. Hi, Mike. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Bob.
After this break, could you give us, without too much information, giving us an idea?
I could try. I don't know how to do it without
detail. Work on it on the break.
Okay.
Hey, Bob Inyar here, live commercial break, and I'm glad we got Mike back on because we're going to ask Mike to give us a little bit more detail, and then we'll give out the Clear Channel corporate headquarters. What was that, 813-8000, something like that? I've got that number right around here somewhere. And we'll do that. Here we go, 713-8000. There we go. Okay. So we got that. We'll give out that number, and we're going to give out the call-in line, too. And we'll let the audience get involved, if they'd like, and let Lewis and Floorwax know that we are disgusted by their behavior in sending out sexually provocative ads. It's bad enough just to do it, but to do it in such a way that children – to do it in such a way that children can see it, it's just despicable. And our listeners don't appreciate it. Well, we don't like Lewis and Floorwax to start with. and we wouldn't like them if they had never done this. In fact, we'd despise them if they'd never done this. But just doing this is more evidence of the validity of us despising them. At any rate, I got to get that a commercial. I got to give our phone number out. 1-888-836-9278. Ooh, the Jerusalem Post? Headline story, the U.S. will attack Iran in November. Oh, man, and we don't have cable TV. Okay, and we're not going to put in cable TV. Even to watch the war, we're not going to put it in. Hey, so our phone number, 1-888-8-NYR. If you've not read the plot, well, then that's a place to start if you want to get more serious about what Bob and Yart Live teaches about the Bible. And why do we teach the way we do? Man, the guy who called from Indiana today, and he said his friend loaned him a copy of the plot, and he doesn't want to have to speed up because he feels an obligation to get the plot back to his friend. He said he has a friend named Mike. Now, I don't think it's the same Mike who called in, because this other Mike lives in somewhere, Greentown, Indiana, or something like that. And so he bought his own copy of the plot while he's partway through it, because he's enjoying it, and you might enjoy it too. We're going back to Mike in Arvada, Colorado. Hey, Mike, we don't want too much information.
Oh, okay.
So it might be this might be a nearly impossible task.
Yeah, I don't know how I could do it.
But this is what we're doing. We're calling the Clear Channel corporate offices at 313-713-8000. And we're encouraging our listeners to call in, too, wherever they are in the country. And we're going to call in the Fox call-in line, this Lewis and Floorwax station they're on. They have a call-in line, 303-613-2369. So we got two numbers to call. And when we call, you said you got an advertisement from Lewis and Floorwax, and they're what, DJs on the Fox?
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, which is a Clear Channel station.
Yeah.
And they, hey, you know, was it a Clear Channel show station that had couple of their DJs sacked because they were doing some real sexually explicit stuff on the air, and there was an outcry, and a couple of those guys were sacked. This is just last month.
I don't recall that.
Yeah, it was at St. Patty's Cathedral in New York City.
Oh, okay.
And so anyway, that was, you know, we were real glad that conservatives were outraged, expressed it, and there was something done. But anyway, what was it?
Well, it was a, it showed this, I guess, Lewis and Floorwax, and between them was a female model.
Okay. And I think you probably don't have to describe
right.
anymore. So it wasn't just a woman standing between two men.
Right.
It was that, but only sexually suggestive?
Yes. They had money.
Okay.
Put strategically.
All right.
And then a slogan on top or a quote from them.
Okay.
Mentioning that they'd like to get their hands on those.
Right.
You know. So.
Okay.
That's probably as far as we need to go.
All right. And that's and that was a photograph.
Yes.
So it was a bit more than sexually suggestive.
Right.
It's not just suggestive. The picture itself was completely inappropriate.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Along with the quote from them, there.
All right.
Their supposed
okay.
line. So.
Well, Mike,
yeah.
We're going to try to call in again.
Great.
Could you hold on a second?
Sure.
All right. Put Mike on hold, and we're going to get to Mishawaka, Indiana, in a moment. Somebody wants to talk about stupid Christians. That's a valid topic. But first, let's try to call in on the air, 303-631-2369. Now, that's the Fox call-in line. Three ringy-dingers. I wonder if they've been hesitant to answer their phone.
Verizon Wireless.
The customer you have called on the Verizon Wireless Network is not answering at this time.
Isn't that interesting?
Message one.
Now, let me, come on now. This is, we'll bring this up again. We'll bring up the line. 303-631-2369. Now, that's the Fox call-in line. We got that. Where'd you get that? On the telephone. Where'd you get that? Oh, caller called it in. Oh, cool. Caller called it, and they answered it, right? Maybe their mailbox is full. All right, let's bring that up again. We'll try the Clear Channel headquarters, see if we can leave an... 303-713-8000. This is Clear Channel headquarters, and we'll see if we can at least leave a message.
You have reached Clear Channel of Colorado, home of 850 KOA, 760 The Zone, 630 KHOW, 106.7 KBPI,
all right,
103.5
right.
The Fox,
don't
97.3 KBCO,
stop bragging.
95.7 KISS FM, and Area 93.3.
Stop bragging.
Our regular business hours are Monday through Friday from 8 till 6. For prize pickup, the office hours are 10 till 5:30. For our new address and new studio lines, please stay on the line. If you know the extension of the person that you are trying to reach, dial it now. If you do not know the extension, please press 1 to dial by name. If you have a news story, please contact our 24-hour news hotline at 303-713-8500. Our new address is 4695 South Monaco Street in Denver, 80237. Our new studio lines are as follows. 850 KOA, 303-713-8585. 760 The Zone, 303-713-8600. 630 KHOW, 303-713-8255. 106.7 KBPI, 303-713-ROCK. Or 303-713-ROLL. 103.5 The Fox, 303-631-2369. 97.3 KBCO, 303-631-2973. 95.7 KISS FM, 303-631-2957. Area 93.3, 303-631-2933.
Okay, here's what we need to do.
Our new address is 4695.
We need to get the general manager's phone name so we could call the directory and leave him a message.
That's M-O-N-A-C-O.
What's the general manager's name
Denver,
of the Clear Channel
Colorado,
stations?
80237.
You got to find out. Yeah, somebody go to their website.
The best directions to get to our offices
would be
to take I-25. To Bellevue.
Yeah, the Bellevue.
Bellevue West to Monaco.
I've been there.
Take a right on Monaco.
That's near that abortionist.
We're at the first stoplight on the left-hand side, which is Monaco and Union. At the tone, please record your message.
Oh, finally.
At the end of your message, press 1.
Hi, you've reached Bob and You're Live, home of KLT 670 AM in Denver, home of WNTS 1590 AM in Indy, home of WHME 103.1 FM in South Bend, home of WACE 730 AM in Springfield, Mass. And we have a message for Lewis and Floorwax at the Fox. We're live on the air right now, and they've been sending out some sexually suggestive, no, more than that even, advertisements, mailing them to people's homes. And they might think it's funny, but we've got listeners who do not appreciate the sexually provocative photograph that they mailed out to the homes of families who are simply not interested, and especially knowing that children would get the mail and look at their ad. Well, we're pretty outraged. This is Bob Enyart Live. Our phone number is 1-800-8-ENYART, 1-800-836-9278. And maybe somebody there at Clear Channel could let Lewis and Floorwax know that we don't appreciate it. and we suggest they stand down and stop mailing out their trash to people who don't want it. Thank you. This is Bob Enyart, 1-800-836-9278. All right. Hey, Mike?
Yeah.
All right. So that's our first message.
Cool.
And maybe we'll get people around through the audience to help out.
That'd be great.
In fact, I think I'm going to post the name of tonight's show on kgov.com.
Yeah.
Here's the name of the show, 303-713-8000.
Beautiful.
That's the name of the show. Thank you, Mike.
You're the best. Thank you.
God bless you.
Bye-bye.
Appreciate that. All right, so that's the name of the show. And, of course, we could name it the Fox call-in line, but they won't care. But you know what? Clear Channel, they're not going to want to get a new phone number for their corporate offices. And so maybe we'll get an apology at the least. And at best, we'll let Clear Channel know that there's some people who are disgusted by the garbage that their sexually filthy on-air talent puts out to the general public. Let's go to the phones, 1-800-836-9278. In Mishawaka, Indiana, Bob, speak your mind.
Yeah, Bob, really, first of all, I wanted to say I really enjoyed that caller. I forget his name last night, him and his fiance.
Oh, was that Alex?
I think he was so cool.
He was great. He was the truck driver and his wife.
Hey, real quick, I know we're tight on time here.
Yeah.
I know of a situation where a pastor was asked by a child molester, the victim's family, to not reveal the location of where they lived when he got out of prison. This is an admitted convicted child molester.
Right.
And the pastor
agreed.
Would not give, initially, he would not give those assurances. I don't know that he ever did, but initially he was defending the child molester for the family refusing visitation to his kids, and the pastor never even asked. In other words, he believed evidently his story and never asked why the visitation was ceased, and it was because the child molester violated the visitation rules.
All right, so you're talking about a story you know of personally, right?
Right.
And so you're saying that there's a Christian pastor out there who basically believed the story of the admitted, convicted child molester.
Well, I mean, it was not a question that he had been a child molester.
No.
But it was the fact of...
No, he's an admitted, convicted child molester.
Right.
But he's accepting that man's word over the word of others in a related matter.
In a related matter as far as the visitation.
Yeah.
And not only that, what didn't want to agree to not give him the current address, location of the victim's family.
So, in other words, the pastor went ahead and gave him that address.
He didn't, he didn't necessarily. But he was asked in case this fella, when he got out of prison,
He wouldn't promise not to give
he
the
would
address.
Not, at first, he not only not promised.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Bob, we got the whole story, and the topic was right. Stupid Christians.
What do you think about that pastor?
Stupid Christians. You had it right when you told the call screener the topic.
Okay.
Thank you, Bob.
Yep.
God bless you. Yeah, the child molester should be dead. He shouldn't be getting any visitation except in his cell in hell. Hey, John Hogan is the executive director of Clear Channel in Denver. So give them a call, 303-713-8000. This is Bob Enyart reminding you to do right, risk the consequences.